To see how Democratic candidates are trying to woo black women in South Carolina and how those women are reacting, you only need to walk about two blocks in downtown Rock Hill. Hillary Clinton's York County office is located in a modest brick building. Inside, it looks more like a dorm room than, say, a presidential suite. A young campaign worker named Nick is getting volunteers ready for a phone blitz that will target just women.
You know, if they're undecided, you can just talk about why you personally are behind Hillary Clinton, why you like her.
Okay. Today's call list is made up of women who have been identified as potential voters. About half of Democrats expected to vote this weekend in South Carolina will be African American, and more than half of them will be female.
Some of the things that she really is platforming for are better health care for every American, a better education for our children, more jobs with better pay.
Just up the street from the Clinton headquarters is the Freedom Center. It's a church-run building that houses a school, a daycare, and a Christian bookstore. Demetrius McCullough sits behind a desk near the front door.
Good morning, Freedom Center. This is Demetrius. How may I help you?
McCullough says she's been keeping an eye on the candidates for a few months now, but still, she doesn't know who'll get her vote.
It's a tough decision. I like both of them. I love Hillary and Obama. So,
a lot of the employees at the Freedom Center, like McCullough, are African-American women, and many of them are in the same spot. Any other year, they'd be thrilled to have just one of the candidates running. But together, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton make for a difficult decision. Bernice Oates is the administrator director of Freedom Temple Ministries, the organization that runs the complex. She says Clinton's now famous tears in New Hampshire were endearing and made the candidate seem more sensitive. As for Obama, Oates says when he speaks, she's reminded of another era.
It reminds me of Dr. King. I get emotional when I hear it. So just hearing him speak, it does something to me.
At the end, it's going to come down to who can best woo these women. And these women are saying, on everything that I've seen, I'm still torn.
Adolphus Belk Jr. teaches political science and African-American studies at Winthrop University in Rock Hill. He says the candidates know how important the black female vote is this weekend and have been crafting their messages accordingly. An official with the Obama campaign says African-American women are being courted not only by phone, but also in salons, churches, and at house meetings. Belk says all that attention is overdue.
For the first time in a very, very long time, we see people talking about from coast to coast the concerns of black women. And hopefully this will be more than the typical election year lip service, but people began to look more carefully at what these women are thinking about and what they're trying to deal with. Issues of economic security, fear about job loss, wages, children's education, so on and so forth.
Sandra Gordon is a teacher at the Montessori School at the Freedom Center. She's the only voter we talked to who mentioned anyone besides Obama and Clinton. She's also interested in John Edwards. Now, when she does make her final decision, Gordon says race and gender will not be a factor at all. Others said the same thing. To Gordon, making a choice based on anything but the issues would be a bad idea.
I hope that people will really, really listen to what these candidates have to say. Don't look at what they look like in color. Don't look like what they look like in gender. Go by what they are really stressing in their campaigns and base your decision on it.
Political observers are fascinated that so many members of such a key demographic are still up in the air. Some experts think that some women will likely walk into the voting booth on Saturday, not knowing if they'll vote for Clinton or Obama. Bernice Oates, the 56-year-old Freedom Center administrator, says she's been voting in presidential primaries for 30 years and has never had so much difficulty picking a candidate.
If they said I had to vote right this minute, I couldn't. I probably just close my eyes. That's how close it is. I would just close my eyes and do the mix-up thing and punch, you know.
As she speaks, Oates reaches out one of her hands in front of her with her eyes closed as if to make a random selection of either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. Now, those candidates would likely prefer a more decisive endorsement come Saturday, but with a key Southern primary at stake, they'll be happy to get votes any way they can. For WFAE News, I'm Scott Graff.